lot of good times, a lot of bad times. Life. We're CWC Life. So you see life. That's what we have here is life. Right? We have life here. But I'm grateful to God for all that he's done. All of it. Yes, amen. I'm going to share this word, and I wanted to, for those who are watching online as well, those maybe who are home, not feeling well, this word is for you. Those who are out of state, we still have people connected to us who moved out of state and still consider this their home church. You'd be surprised that because of COVID and how we had to move online in 2020, people call me their pastors who I've never met. They live in other states, even other countries. And my impression to them, my first response, well, you got to find a local church. And you are my church. What are you talking about? You are my pastor. I'm like, it's a different world, folks. It's a different world, but God bless you. Welcome. Happy birthday to Pastor Joe Macias, who's watching us in Mexico right now. God bless you, Pastor Joe. I know PK's in, dialed in, so is Nick, and all the rest of you guys. Welcome to church this morning. We're glad that you're with us. And for all those watching online, welcome. I'm glad you're with us. And there's a lot of, you can pick any preacher, you can pick any church, especially these days because everybody's online, but you're with CWC Life. Amen. God bless you this morning. Praise God. Amen. Have you ever whined? Let me see. Have you ever complained to God? Yeah. You know, I'm not sure how many of you are whiners, not winos, whiners. Whiners complain about everything. Oh, I don't feel good. It's like, right? I'm not a whiner. I can complain with the best of them, but I found myself whining to God recently. I found myself feeling singled out by God. I found myself as a pastor thinking, why? I don't understand why these things have happened. And, you know, I've never been that way, especially when it comes to God. Now, I have a relationship with God, and I'm sure you do too. I hope you do. And there's a lot that I know I've learned over the years about God. But one thing I know for sure is that I love him and he loves me. That I know, the most profound love. But I found myself whining to him a little bit. You know, I do my best to keep you informed about the times, whether it's politics or whether it's the virus or just the world, because my responsibility is to care for my flock, and that's what I try to do the best I can. So in some of the things that we had gone through over this last 6 months, the last year, year and a half, I began to say, we're doing this. We do that very well. We're working hard to protect our people here, and we're leading this way. And we might have been open when other churches are closed, but we kept our people safe and all these different things. And then this began to happen, and that began to happen. And then the Delta variant hit, and then began to lose people. And I was like, wow. And I found myself whining to God. I found myself complaining a little bit. I found myself almost in a position of, okay, I get it. I get it now. I understand. And as I began to whine and complain and began to murmur, because when you're going through something, you almost feel like you're the only one. So you know what I did? I got on the phone, talked to some of my pastoral friends in other cities and other states. Hey, how's it going there? Oh, we're doing great. Well, how's this going? Oh, it's not bad. We haven't had the effects? No, we haven't. And then you get all the haters who jump on board and they're like, wow, man, look what you're going through, right? And then I started to think about that a little bit in the beginning. Before you know it, the enemy makes you feel like you're isolated. The enemy makes you feel like, God doesn't care or God's moved away. And that I know I'm talking to real people, and I know you know what I'm talking about because we've been through that. We all go through that. Now, as a church family, that's what I'm speaking about right now as a pastor. And I began to whine and complain, and God kind of just quieted me a minute, and he began to just let me whine. I felt anyway, let me whine. And I heard the words, of Job. And I rehearsed those words when Job said, "Oh, I get you now, God. I understand that. You're up in heaven and you're moving these parts and moving that parts, and you're playing this game and playing that game." I'm kind of paraphrasing what Job said to God. And that's kind of how I felt. I'm being honest with you. Change has happened in this church. We've lost people, precious people. And I can name them all. The pandemic pushed people away. They're not here anymore for whatever reason. Some are out of the churches. Some aren't going to church. Some have moved out of state for whatever reason. I get that. Trying to improve their lives. You can't blame them for that. That it is what it is. So this church has changed. And we're dealing with a lot. But as I began to whine and complain to God, I rehearsed Job's words, and then I heard God rehearse his words back to Job. "Were you there, Job? When I created the heavens and the earth, were you there?" And I began to hear God speak it to me. "Oh, were you there when I breathed into Adam? You know me? You have me figured out?" And I pulled back completely and I repented before the Lord, and I'm sorry. "No, I don't know you that way. I'm trying to know you that way, but I don't know you that way. You are God and there is no other. You are the one who hung the stars on nothing. You are the one who spoke the word and all the worlds came into order. You are the one that created man out of nothing. And you are the one who breathed life into Adam. And you are the one who has blessed me." You are. You are. I began to pray and ask God, "God, what is it that you see of me, of our church?" And as I wrestle with God, I kept hearing one word: resilient. Resilient. It might not be that profound, but I'm telling you this, it's a word that God began to put in front of me. And he was reminding me of who I am. And he's ordered me to remind you of who you are. Resilient. We know that in this life, there's going to be trial and tribulation. We know that. John chapter 16, verse 33, a banner scripture that we quote all the time. "In these times, you're going to have trial and tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." He told us we would have difficult times. He told us. But he said, "Be of good cheer. I've taken care of that. I've overcome that." So he was telling us, be resilient. But the enemy hits us here, be resilient. But the enemy knocks you down there, be resilient. That's who you are, CWC Life. You are resilient. And now sometimes we forget who we are, right? And it's easy to do that. No one's blaming you. I don't know. God doesn't blame me. We go through times and sometimes we forget who we are. You're resilient. That word resilient, I began to look it up a little bit. It means this: able to withstand. Come on now, listen now. Able to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. Are there any resilient people in the house today? It also means this: able to spring back, to recoil or rebound after being stretched, stressed, or pressed. Are there any resilient people in this place today? This is a word that the enemy does not like. You see, the enemy and all of his little haters who love typing things on social media, who are bad warriors on the computer, they don't like to hear this, but I got a word for you. This church is resilient. This church is not folding up. This people are not quitting. These people won't give up. Even when stretched, stressed, or pressed. Resilient, able to withstand, able to recover quickly from difficult conditions. And one of the ways God spoke this word to me was through the news, trying to hear God. And I caught the attention on January 1st, there was a hurricane or tornado that blew through Kentucky. And it caught my attention because, well, PK is there. And so it caught my attention. On New Year's Day, this is just one of the pictures that's filled. I could have picked 100 pictures, but a tornado blew through southern Kentucky. I can't imagine what kind of a storm does that. Excuse me. Now, listen, every place has its drama and trials and tribulations. Every place you live. I could not be a tornado man. I don't sleep well. So if I knew a tornado was getting in the area, I wouldn't sleep a wink. I probably would live in that bomb shelter. I don't know. That, my friends, is horrible. How in the world can something so powerful, how can a trial or a tribulation or an attack come so violently and literally pick up houses, pick up cars, and throw them across the state? How is that even possible? But that's what happened there. It annihilated cities. This just happened this month, the month of January, on New Year's Day. And my heart went out to them, just broke for them. And I was watching the coverage on it. And then they went to interview. And here's where God began to speak to me. Because sometimes you can feel that way. Sometimes you can feel so blasted by life. And sometimes things happen where it just sucks all the courage out of you. And you get annihilated by life. And you can feel like that. And then God spoke. And you know how he spoke. It wasn't through some writing in the sky. It wasn't through some voice in my ear. It's not even a still small voice. But he spoke through the news media. And they went to interview one of the citizens of that town. And she was dirty. She was not put together. She was crying. She was picking up stuff. And the news anchor asked her a question, what happens now? She says, oh, that's easy. She said, we clean up and we rebuild. That's what we do. We clean up and we rebuild. Resilient. That's what resilient means. You clean up, you rebuild. You clean up, you rebuild. You take an assessment of what's happened, you take it out of the way, and let's start over again. Let's rebuild. And that's what God spoke to me about you, about this church. We are resilient. Let's clean up and let's rebuild. Let's start over. And guess what? I get to start over with you. I get to start over with this amazing family. I would take that any day of the week. Resilient. You are resilient. They didn't respond with, no, I'm done. They didn't respond with, no, it's too much. Have you felt that way ever? Absolutely. Recently, I'm not going to go through the whole process again, but yes, there was a period of 2 or 3 months ago, that's all I heard. This is too much. How are we going to make it? Why? This can't be happening. This never heard that from them. This is too much. Never heard it from them. Why us? Nope, didn't hear that. But their response is, we're going to come together, almost like Nehemiah did. Nehemiah heard that the wall of Jerusalem was broken down and burned with fire. So he went out and took an assessment of it. And he looked around and it was annihilated. But you know what God gave him? God gave him a vision to rebuild. He gave him a vision to rebuild. And he did it. And he did it. You know what's been on my heart lately? You see, I've done a lot of pastoral care in these last 18 months. What does that mean? Well, I've always been your pastor, but my calling is more of an apostolic calling. But I pastor when I need to. Pastor or a medic, you know, cares for people and patches people up and prays and protects and looks out. Shepherding, that's what I do. But I'm also an evangelist. And the Lord is telling us, get back to winning souls. Get back to reaching out to people. It doesn't matter if there's a virus out there. People still need him. It doesn't matter if there's something going on in the community. People still need God. Let's get out and touch them. Let's get out and touch them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's win them. Your family, your friends, while they're not ready to come back to church. I understand that. I get that. Some people may never be ready to come back to church. But there's somebody out there that needs God really bad, and you have the answer. The door will be open for everyone who's left. It's always going to be open. And for those who aren't ready to come back because of the pandemic, the door's open and we're waiting. And if not, well, here you are. You're with us this way, and I love you, and we're connected. We're this way right now. This is how we're connected. But the door's open. When you're ready, come back. When you're ready. In the meantime, resilient people, in the meantime, let's start dreaming again about people that need God. Married couples, Sheila, that need the Lord. Singles that need the Lord, Pastor Eric. Let's start dreaming again about youth, Manteca High School and Sierra High School and all of East Union. Let's start dreaming again about children's ministry, about children that need God. Why? Because we have the answer. We have Jesus in us and we have the answer. You are resilient. You are resilient. Let's get back to doing what we're supposed to be doing. Let's get back to changing the world one person at a time. One person at a time. Do you remember when 9/11 hit? I can tell you exactly where I was. Something happened after 9/11. All of a sudden, there wasn't Democrats and Republicans. All of a sudden, there weren't any Christians and Catholics, atheists. There weren't any. All of a sudden, people began to raise up the red, white, and blue flag. Everywhere you went, cars posted up the flag. Houses ran up flagpoles, went up, but you couldn't get a flagpole during that period. You couldn't buy one. People put up flagpoles and ran up their flag. America, for a short time, rallied around their colors. And the American colors are red, white, and blue. And America, because of that tragedy, because of that attack of the enemy, rallied together, came back together, ran up their flags and said, that's my flag, that's my standard, I'm going to stand by her and I'm going to be proud and we're going to rebuild and we're going to regather ourselves because we are resilient Americans. That's what we said. It didn't last too long, mind you, but it happened. You know what our colors are? Crimson red. Our colors are red. Because that's what he gave. That's the color he gave us at the cross. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he gave us his blood. His blood that forgives us of our sins. His blood that washes away our iniquity. His blood that he became the ultimate sacrifice for me. The cross is my rally point. The cross is my banner. We need to rally together around the cross. And we need to come together in unity. We need to come together as one. And we need to rebuild, and we need to take this world one person at a time. You are resilient. It's hard, I know that, because sometimes it's easy to want to fold up camp. I get that. Sometimes it's easy to want to quit. In the last couple of months, I've had more people ask how I'm doing than I have in a long time. Pastoral friends of mine have called me. Well, how are you doing it, man? And this isn't like super spiritual, because those of you who know me, I've never been that way, you know, where I have a big, you know, cross on my chest tattooed. And I walk around. I'm not going to, that's a, well, wipe that out. Wipe that look out. Wipe that look out. That's not a good look, all right? Wipe that look out. Get out. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I don't walk around with, you know, super Christian on my shirt. That's just never been my style. But through everything that's happened, this banner scripture has truly kept me on solid ground. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Every fiber of my being. But this has happened. Trust in the Lord. But those people aren't here anymore. Trust in the Lord. But those people lost their lives. Trust in the Lord. But that accident happened. Trust in the Lord. But that overdose took place. Trust in the Lord. And do your best to not lean on how you think things are. And don't lean on your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It's carried me. It's carried me. This scripture has carried me. I don't understand this. I don't understand that. I don't know why this. I don't know why that. But I trust him. I trust God. I trust God. I trust the Lord. I trust that God has everything under control. I trust that God has me under control. I trust that God has you under control. I trust in him. Anybody here with trust in the Lord? Is there anybody here that's resilient today? Come on. You bounce back, CWC Life. That's who you are. You're resilient. You bounce back. You recoil. Oh, you might do this, and the enemy might say, oh, you're quitting, you're retreating. No, I'm just situating my gloves. I'm just taking a drink of water, because it's about to be on right now. It's about to get ugly here. You know, it's about to be on, because we are fighters. We are warriors. God has given us his word, his sword. God has caused you to be resilient. He's made you resilient. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Not in government. Not in the news, not in CNN, not in the president, not in the governor, not in your pastor. You trust in the Lord. You trust in him. Your trust is not in a vaccine. Your trust is not in a mask. I'm sorry to say. You know our position here. We're not pro-vax or anti-vax. We're not pro-mask or anti-mask. You do what you got to do. That's what you got to do. No one's going to shame you for doing it either. Get the vaccine. No one's going to shame you here. That's not our culture. Don't get the vax. No one's going to shame you here. That's out there in the world for those vicious people who hate on one another, who attack people just because they don't believe their way. That's for them. That's not our house. That's not our house. But my trust, make no mistake, is not in any scientist. My trust is not in any doctor. My trust is in the Lord. My trust is in God. My trust is in Him. You are resilient. You are resilient. And James chapter 1 verse 12 says, blessed is the man that endures temptation, who maybe even, this is my paraphrase, even tempted to be angry, to blame, or to quit. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Blessed are the resilient. Let me just say this to you. If I had the ability to put everybody on stage that's no longer with us, that's with him, guarantee 100%. Oh, please don't hope for me to come back. You see, because where I am, there's no weeping. Where I am, there's no gnashing of teeth. Where I am, there's no disease. Where I am, there's no strife. Where I am, there's no need for the sun or the moon. Where I am is in the place where the King of Kings has a throne. Where I am that's where I am. Don't weep for me anymore. Don't weep. Right? We're human. I get that. We're human. We weep, we mourn with those who weep, we hurt with those who hurt. But make no resilient, we bounce back. Make no mistake, we bounce back. We are resilient. We are resilient. So let's roll up our sleeves. Let's build this church again. Let's dream bigger this time. Let's dream bigger this time. Let's reach more people. Let's win more souls. Let's disciple more people. Let's disciple children. Let's disciple youth. Let's disciple adults. Let's get Paragon twice the size it is now. Let's get married couples twice the size it is now. But where are we going to put everyone, Bishop? I have no idea, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Let's change the world. Let's change the world. That's what we're called to do, CWC Life. We're called to change the world. If you got to take a moment, if you got to take a moment because it's tough, well, we'll take a moment with you until you're ready to bounce back, until you're ready to recover, until you're ready to rebound. We'll take that moment with you. But make no mistake, you will recover. Depression is not part of your life. Anxiety and fear, it's not part of your life. I get it. I get it. I think you got to stop watching the news for a while, though. The news isn't truth. This is truth. This is truth. And God reminds me of that all the time. This is truth. I heard the Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor talk about babies who are dying and children who are dying and hospitals were being overrun. I don't want, but that doesn't match up with anything that I'm reading and all the stats that I'm reading about. That doesn't sound like it's true. So I do my own research. I talk to my own people who I know who are hospital administrators, nurses. Hey, how's it going at the hospital? Oh, we're doing fine. Are you guys overrun? No, not at all. Children dying from the virus? We haven't had one. People dying from the virus? Oh, there's people coming in with premorbidities. But it's not like it was, not at all like it was. Well, why would a leader of our country, one of the 9 Supreme Court justices, say that? I don't know. But this is the only truth that I can depend on. This is the only truth I can depend on. I don't trust in a scientist. I don't trust in a video. I don't trust in a newspaper. I don't trust in the news media. My trust is in the Lord. And I'm going to trust Him with truth. And I hope that you do too. You are resilient. That's who you are, CWC Life. You're resilient. You're resilient. Would you stand to your feet this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you, Jesus. Your name is faithful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is counselor. Your name is peace. Your name is justice. Righteousness, conquer. Your name is a rock, the rock. Your name is Jesus. I speak peace to those whose hearts are in a storm right now. Maybe you're in the middle of a storm. Maybe you feel like you're in the middle of that tornado. It's just the way it seems lately. But I speak to you, peace. It's not just a word, it's who He is, peace. I speak to you, peace. For those who have felt completely weakened and you feel like your hands are weak, and you always hear me say keep plowing, but your hands are getting weak and you want to let go of the plow and quit, to you I say, He's your strength. Trust in the Lord. He's your strength. And when you feel like you're at your weakest, the truth is you'll be at your strongest. The truth is, when you're weak, then you're strong. That's the truth. That's the truth. So I want to pray for you this morning. I want to pray for my family, those who are here, but also those who are watching online. I want to pray for you that your grip would be strengthened, that you would be reminded that you are resilient. And that's okay if you would say to me, well, I don't feel resilient, Pastor. That's all right. Because at this moment, I feel resilient enough for you. And there's going to be times where you're going to need to be resilient for me. That's the body of Christ. That's the family. That's the family. When you're not feeling it, I'll feel it for you. When I'm not feeling it, you feel it for me. We are the family of God. We are the church of God. We are CWC Life. That's who we are. We don't play patty cake. Mm-mm. We're a church of warriors. Church of fighters. You knock us down, we're going to get up. Knock us down, we're going to get up. We recover. We rebound. We recoil. That's who we are. That's who you are. But for a moment, and I'll dismiss you in a minute, we are going to pick up our missionary offering before you leave, because today is Missionary Sunday. But before I do that, I want to pray for somebody. First of all, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's a day. today is the day. If you've never made a commitment to God, or maybe you've walked away from Him and you know you have, today's the day to make a decision for Him. Is there anybody at all that say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Is there anybody at all? Anybody? Just raise your hand and wave it at me, and I'll pray for you. God bless you. Anybody else? Anyone else? You want to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? God bless you. God bless you. Maybe there's some here that, you know what? I feel like I'm so far away from God. I'm not backslidden. I'm not like, you know, disconnected to the point to where I don't love God. I love God, but I'm just not where I used to be or where I should be. If that's you, you can raise your hand too. Yep. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you come, those that lifted your hands? Would you come? Just give me a few minutes, church. I'll be dismissing you in just a minute, but I really want you to help me pray for these coming up here. And then I'm going to pray for all of the resilient ones. And then we're going to pick up our offering in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And our prayer team can make their way up. By the way, Pastor Gloria, we're praying for your complete recovery. She stumbled, but we're praying for her complete recovery. Our prayer leader, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Reach out your hands towards these up here right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are God. Hallelujah. 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 You are God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you. We worship you. We worship you. Yes, Lord. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. You alone are faithful, God. You alone are faithful, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're faithful, Jesus. Thank you, God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want everyone in the house just to lift your hands right now to the Lord. Could you do that? And I want to pray God's blessing upon you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. May your strength, may you know that your strength is not in yourself, but your strength is in God. May you know that your trust is not in yourself or anyone else, but your trust is in the Lord. May your faith be strengthened. May your heart be strengthened. May your grip be strengthened this morning in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray for the resilient ones right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And for all those that lifted your hands that came up to receive Jesus Christ, and even those who are watching us on camera, if you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it just takes a confession of faith. That you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, that you believe He rose from the dead, and you believe He's coming back again. You believe He is Lord, the Bible says you shall be saved. He did all the work at Calvary. He paid my penalty and He paid yours. So I'm going to ask everybody in the house, just repeat this prayer. Say, dear God, forgive me of my sins. You are Lord, and there is no other. I believe that you died on the cross, and you rose from the dead on the third day for me, to forgive me, to restore me. So today, I surrender my life to you. I surrender everything to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. If you said that prayer with me, the Bible says you are born again. Some people think it's too easy. It doesn't really work that way. Well, I got news for you. They didn't die for you. Jesus Christ died for you on the cross. Jesus died for you and paid the penalty once and for all for you. Amen. We want you to get plugged in here. First-time visitors, come meet us over at that visitor center there. We'd like to get to know you. But you may have a seat this morning, church. We are going to pick up our missionary offering this morning. We support full-time our church in Tepic, Mexico. Pastor Armando is doing a work out there, great work, about to plant another church. We support them. We support Omar, who's also in Mexico. We support a lot of missionaries, Africa, Europe, South America, Mexico. We support a lot of missionaries. We support Z, Pastor Z, here in our home missionary to America. And we're also going to support CWC Life, Clarksville, Tennessee. And so that also will be supported. Amen. Who would have thought in the middle of a pandemic, we're going to plant a church? Come on. We're going to take that devil. Amen. We're going to plant a church. Come on, somebody. So we ask everyone to give what you can. We're asking everyone to give at least $25 a month at the very minimum, a month, once a month. We'll pick up this offering. If you want a text to give, you can text and just put missions next to it. Put your amount that you want to give, space, and then missions. And it'll go, we know where it's going to. So Father, we pray for all of our missionaries. We pray for all of our missionaries, God. We pray for Pastor Armando Jr. We pray, Father God, for PK and her vision with Pastor Nick and Pastor Dustin and Raquel and Pastor Raquel. We pray for all of our missionaries all over the world. Bless them, God. May the gospel be growing like never before. May the gospel be stronger than never before. We give you honor and we give you praise, God. Bless this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. You can pass forward, ushers. Amen. God bless you as you give. Praise God. Don't forget, a week from Wednesday, life groups. We're starting our life groups up. A new season. We're going from February to June with our life groups. And to open up the new season, which is a week from Wednesday, I'll be doing my biscuits, I do brisket sliders. Now, that's, you gotta be excited about that, because I only do that once a year for this church, and that's on our church picnic Sunday. But I'm going to do it this time, and we'll be serving brisket sliders at night. So come on out early, come at about 6 o'clock. Our groups, some start at 6:30, some start at 7. But there's ministry for everybody, everyone, Spanish, young adults, couples, women's ministry, men's ministry, all of it. And we're in a smaller group. We want you to get connected. We want you to get to know people. And that's why, especially if you're a visitor. If you're a visitor with us, we want you to come on out a week from Wednesday so that you can get plugged in somewhere here at CWC Life. We sure love you. And then don't forget, the following Sunday, a week, 2 weeks from today, Dennis Gaxiola, who's a comedian, but also a fierce man of God, will be preaching the word that day. Stand to your feet, everyone. I want to thank you for joining us today. And there's some powerful words, some powerful messages coming out that I know you're going to be blessed with and reminded of who you are. This is just the beginning today. You are the resilient one. So, amen. Get out there and be resilient. Amen. Bounce back, recover, do what you got to do. You are resilient. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. God bless you this week. Amen. First time visitors, you can go over to that sign over there on my left. All first time visitors, God bless you.